James.
Yeah, Cody.
Another week, another crap ton of pro days.
Jeez, man, they're getting out of control.
It's pretty intense. I wish they did this on one day and one day only.
I thought all the big schools were done.
Apparently not.
Welcome to the Steelers by the Lake podcast. My name is James, joined once again by my co-host Cody. Cody, how are you today?
James, I am doing swell. How are you?
I can see that you're doing swell. You've been lifting again?
Oh, how do you know, man?
Look out, man. This guy getting ripped over here.
Get out.
Speaking of getting ripped, these listeners, these followers keep on joining us on Facebook.
They do. I appreciate it greatly. We have two new Facebook likes this week. James?
One, Mr. J. Norgard, and number two, Howard Frederick. Appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Hopefully you're listening to this week's episode, as guess what? We talk about more pro days.
Listen, I think
we only have one more week of this, too. I think next week might be the last one. Mm-hmm. So one more week, and then maybe we'll dive back into each of us doing a mock draft again. And then we're also going to have, don't forget, the Facebook Live recording, which I believe will be the 2nd, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Sunday the 2nd, which will be right after the NFL draft concludes, we'll be doing a Facebook Live event while we record our podcast for that week.
Yeah, and that'll be a big recap show for you, given our opinions of how the draft went for the Steelers, and maybe even talking about some division opponents or even teams that we hate also. But we are very much so stressing that we would love for you folks to join us on that Facebook Live and ask questions, give your own opinions. The more the merrier. We'd love to have a bunch of you there. I know we see downloads in states all across the U.S., consistently see downloads in Germany and Canada as well, and we'd love to have you all join us.
Absolutely. It'd be amazing to have that happen. So, speaking of you guys listening all over the place, we have an update for last month's downloads.
Absolutely. So we always let you know where everybody ranks as far as top downloads in other countries and states in the United States as well. This last month that just concluded, United States number one in downloads. So weird. Big increase in Canada. This is their first month being the number two. Country.
All those Chase Claypool fans.
Yeah, maybe. Could be. Number three, Germany. Been consistent for us for a very long time.
Faithful and loyal. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And then bringing up the rear was the Ukraine.
Different, but I like it. We like those Steeler fans in the Ukraine. Going on to the states, top five states, Pennsylvania number one, obviously. Ohio in a fairly close number two. And then they follow off with Florida at number three, Indiana at number four, and North Carolina at number five.
Yeah, so appreciate all those likes, all those listens and downloads. Keep them coming, and just know that it's a tighter race than you might think sometimes. It was weird to not see Texas in the top five.
It was very weird.
Yeah, I mean, they were right there.
The football state, baby. Moving on to Steelers news, we have a little bit of news before we move on to pro days. The biggest one probably of them all was Steelers signed running back Kalen Ballage, previously played for Miami Dolphins, and he played with the Chargers, fast guy, pretty quick. Sadly, he hasn't performed as well in the pros as he did in college. He actually holds the NCAA record, which he's tied with somebody else, for most touchdowns in a game with 8. And you know what, James? The best part about that game to me personally,
what's that?
Being a man of faith, is afterwards when they asked how he did and everything, he said, "Hey, this game was all because of God and my offensive line." So gave props to where it was deserved. It was really cool to see him have the respect for his offensive line like that, and obviously his faith. So that was very, very cool. What else you got for us?
They also signed a couple other guys. A wide receiver by the name of Matthew Sexton, a shorter guy, real fast, ran in the 4.35s at his pro day. And then a linebacker formerly of Penn State, who then transferred off to University of Massachusetts. So he's an off-ball linebacker. And both guys are guys that graduated not this this year, but the year previous. So they were eligible to play, ended up not getting pro days because of COVID last year, were able to go to a pro day this year, perform, and then the Steelers signed them at that pro day. So this is about the fourth or fifth guy that they've done this with, which is pretty neat. It's given a lot of these guys a chance. It's almost like picking up undrafted guys last year, but you just never got to see measurables on them. So now we're getting that. And Sexton, the wide receiver, big history as a return man.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, some explosive numbers in the return game. He only had like two punt returns, but one of them went for a touchdown and the other one was like a really long run.
Dang.
So yeah, this could be somebody to push one Ray McLeod possibly with some preseason game action here.
Yeah, which is what we need. When you're comfortable sitting there knowing that you're the only guy going to be doing kick returns, because you know they're not using James Washington back there. You know they're not using Deontay Johnson back there. Nope. Now that he's become a pivotal role on offense. And Juju's not going to be back there or Chase Claypool. So, yeah, someone to push him to make him continue to strive to be better. That's great news. Great information.
Yeah, also new news and a new development from the Steven Nelson situation. I don't know if you saw this, Cody.
I did. He demanded to know if he was – or excuse me, he demanded a trade as soon as he knew he wasn't guaranteed that starting outside cornerback position.
What a little whiner, man.
I understand it, but I don't – let me clarify. I understand the frustration of that, but I don't understand the demanding for a release. Go out there and work for your job, man.
What I don't get in this whole thing is – I thought Pittsburgh wanted him long-term. I was a little frustrated that they weren't looking to extend him because I felt like he's played pretty good the last couple of years. Definitely better 2 years ago than last year. 2 years ago was a much better season for him, but he still was pretty good last year.
Well, but Joe Hayden leaves, there's going to be a spot open for them.
Exactly.
Or for him there.
Exactly. So, and the other part of this to me is there's three starting corners on the defense. It isn't two. Like, I don't want to hear about, like, yeah, the base defense is a 3-4, and there's two corners in the 3-4, but you're in the nickel more than you're in the 3-4.
Correct.
There are three starting cornerback positions, and even if you're not the outside corner in the base, guess what? You're going to be the starting slot nickel corner. Like, I don't get it, man. I don't.
Unless he knew he wasn't as good at corner in the or the slot corner and didn't want to play that role, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get it. Seems like kind of crying your way out of town and nobody's picked him up yet. So I think other teams are not fond of the way he pushed his way out of town.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to see who does pick him up if they do, and interested to see if he...
What he gets paid?
Well, what he gets paid, and if he doesn't get offered anything, is he willing to suck it up, buttercup, and come back to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I don't know if they'd want him back now.
I don't know either, but, you know, maybe if something happens where he doesn't get the offers he wants and... You got to come back and apologize for not knowing your place or not understanding that you can fight for your job still. I don't know. It's a really leaves a sour taste in my mouth when people don't want to fight for their jobs or work. I don't know. It's just a weird work ethic thing.
Yeah, I think if he does come back, you're going to have to make sure you're well stocked on Puffs Plus for him. Seems like a little bit of a crybaby now.
I have a few boxes for you, my friend. I have a few.
Speaking of top talent.
Oh, I know where you're going.
You should.
I do.
This is your story.
Mr. Cam Hayward was officially, and I'm not sure by who, but Steelers Depot reported this, that Cam Hayward was reported the best 31st overall selection in the NFL draft in NFL history. So that means nobody else was chosen at that exact pick, 31 overall, 31st overall, that has performed or played better than Cam Hayward. He has voted and now is the best 31st overall pick ever.
Yeah,
I like,
man.
That. I like that news.
I'm in.
We're more than in. We're sold. We already sold the barn.
I mean, two-time All-Pro, how many times in the Pro Bowl? Cam's building quite the resume, and if he keeps it up, he's gonna goof around and find himself in the Hall of Fame one day.
Absolutely.
So, hopefully he can continue that. You see, he's working on some new pass rush moves.
I did. He's using this offseason to focus on that, which is phenomenal. And that's knowing your place. That's working for your job.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
And he's working with that same coach, Chuck Smith, who was working with Bud Dupree the last few seasons, helped him turn the corner from being a guy that was only getting six or seven sacks a season to a guy that was in the double digit range. So,
yeah.
Excellent to see that somebody in his early 30s is still looking to reinvent himself. A guy that is thought of as one of the best defensive tackles in the entire NFL could somehow end up even better.
Absolutely. Speaking of offseason improvements, Zach Banner.
Boy, does he look good, man.
Wow.
I know I was talking about how good you look earlier, but this guy, wow.
He looks a little better. He looks a little better than I do.
I mean, on a 6'8" frame, at one point in time, he was almost 400 pounds.
I would like to say that I have better hair, but I know that's wrong too. Like, I can't win with him. I can't win with Zach Banner.
Zach looks incredible right now, coming off that ACL surgery. Looks like he's recovering very well. Is it in clearly in good shape? Not overweight by any means.
No, and he's clearly in good spirits as he's pranking half the team.
I know, that was so funny. If you haven't seen it, you got to check out the video on Steelers.com. He prank called like half his teammates.
Kevin Dotson, James Washington, Ramon Foster, ex-Pittsburgh Steeler, as well as Big Ben, who they just call Seven. He's like, I got to call Seven. And just does that prank call that you saw. I'll tell you what it was, but you can still watch it because it's funny. The first time I saw this was when Rob Gronkowski did it to Tom Brady, where you FaceTime the person and then they answer and you're like, hey, I'm busy, can I call you back? Making it seem like they called and just confuses them. Ben, I'm not going to say it. Go watch it for yourself. It's a good time.
Very, very funny. Other people looking like they're doing well on their recovery process. Devin Bush.
Wow. Dude can ball. Who knew?
Out there going between the legs, dribbling all over the place, and then throwing up some nice little shots. Devin looks pretty comfortable. I mean, he wasn't pushing it. He wasn't breaking hard on the bad knee, the recovered knee or anything. But, you know, putting a little jump in there and some quick little moves, and Devin looks healthy.
Yeah, the confidence of doing that is very inspirational to me, and the fact that I think he will come out and be ready to go week one, if not even earlier, preseason, offseason workouts, all that kind of stuff.
I still can't put that kind of move without my knee blowing out. So.
Well, you don't have the finest people working on your knee in the world.
Listen, he did a great job. I just kept on messing it up.
That's also fair. It's also fair. James is very violent in how he treats his body.
Sometimes, yeah. Listen, violence is sometimes the answer to growth and muscles.
That's fair.
That's what you got to do.
That is fair. And then now we have important news to talk about as far as pro days.
Pro days, we're going to talk about what Steelers coaching members, coaching staff, scouts were at specific pro days, and then notable guys from those pro days. If we were able to dig up numbers on them, we're going to talk about those numbers as well. And the first pro day that we're going to talk about is going to be the Louisville pro day. We actually didn't hear anything about any Steelers coaches or staff members there, but notably Dez Fitzpatrick, who was at the Senior Bowl and really did a great job, the wide receiver there from Louisville, had a nice weigh-in and nice results there. Cody, what did he do?
Yeah, so he measured in at 6'1", almost 6'2", 208 pounds. He ran a 4.43, 4.45, 40 timed, and he didn't. He didn't do broad jump, which was rough, but vertical jump was 35, and then he had fairly decent agility. The only thing I would have liked to have seen would be bench press, but he didn't bench from what I can gather here online. So that's phenomenal outing for him. Nothing crazy, but with that accompanied with the pro day, or excuse me, the Senior Bowl highlights that he performed, and the plays he made, I think his stock definitely went up as far as in this draft goes, for sure.
Yeah, and he showed really nice route running ability at the Senior Bowl. So to put that together with a nice big frame and really impressive speed, a good combination. That was a win for him. Also, some guys winning at the University of Washington Pro Day. It doesn't look like Pittsburgh sent any scouts there, but a couple guys worth noting. One of the top defensive linemen, Levi Onwuzurike, put together a nice explosive performance there at almost 6'3", 290 pounds, 4.85 and a 4.89. Those are some real nice 40-yard dash times and 29 reps on the bench. He's a little bit small for a Steelers defensive lineman. Not as long as you're looking for on an end guy. A little light in the pants for defensive tackle in the middle there. But the corner, Keith Taylor, Cody, he put a nice day together.
Yeah, 6'2", 187, ran a 4.52, 4.54. Not blazing speed, but could play really well in the slot with fairly decent agility. 33.5-inch broad jump, vert jump and 10.7 broad jump. 13 reps on the bench isn't horrible.
It's not bad.
No, not bad. I mean, for 6'2", 187, it's not bad. 31 1/8-inch arms. Keith Taylor, expect him to go maybe late day two, early day three. I haven't seen him really high on many boards right now, but those numbers definitely helped him rise in as far as being a notable player for sure.
And another guy that played well at the Senior Bowl. He jumped out on tape there, you know, had a couple pass breakups. So that was a notable performance for him. Another corner from Washington with some notoriety is Elijah Molden, weighed in at 5'9.5", 192 pounds, only 29.5-inch long arms, so he's definitely a slot corner. Also a 4.62 and a 4.59 in his 40-yard dashes. So not elite on the speed, but good explosive numbers on the 36.5 vert and the 10.5 on the broad jump. 13 reps on a bench. Think of Mike Hilton. He's a similar Mike Hilton type guy.
Yeah, and it actually looked like we did send area scout Mark Bruner, previously or former tight end of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We sent him to Washington, so they were getting a good look at those guys, those cornerbacks as well as that D lineman. So good to know that we sent somebody there.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of correlation between the Steelers and top corners in this draft, and also top middle linebackers. So it seems like they're taking a really strong, really hard look at that. Also, they went to the Texas A&M Pro Day with Matt Canada, the new offensive coordinator, and assistant offensive line coach Chris Morgan were there. Kellen Mond is the quarterback there. Kellen Mond was the QB in the Senior Bowl who brought his team back from a halftime 14-0 deficit and drove them right down the field, got a couple touchdowns real quick, and tied the game back up. When watching some film on Kellen Mond, he's one of those highlight guys where the highlights, the throws are perfect, and then the next throw is a little bit behind, and we didn't really see him overthrow anyone, but a lot of either right on the money or a little bit underthrown. But it really looks like it can probably be coached up. His footwork, it doesn't look like he steps into the throws all the way, so I'm guessing with a good quarterback coach, he could probably help him out with that. But three offensive linemen from this Texas A&M Pro Day there. And the first guy looks like he fits all the measurables you'd be looking for. Their former left tackle, Dan Moore, weighed in at 6'5.5", 311 pounds, so decent size there. 34.5-inch long arms, which is tremendous. And 28 reps on the bench, which is a real nice number, especially for a guy that long. So he's definitely someone that would be on the radar. Right tackle Carson Green showed in at 6'6", 320, 34 1/8-inch long arms. Again, good length. Put up 23 reps on a bench, a little bit more pedestrian, not as good on the explosive numbers. And then their guard, Jared Hawker, 6'6", 327, 32 1/8-inch long arms, unable to bench due to a shoulder injury. So that offensive line coach was definitely taking a look at these guys. There's three draftable candidates there that would definitely be noteworthy. And defensive tackle Bobby Brown there as well. One of the mid-round type prospects, 6'4", 321, 34 3/4-inch long arms. That's tremendous.
Long boys.
No bench press results on him, though, unfortunately. But with that kind of length, that's definitely something that would pop out for them.
Yeah, so now moving on to Ohio State's Pro Day, where Pittsburgh sent Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, and offensive line coach Adrian Clem. First guy we want to talk about here isn't necessarily related to offensive line, but tight end Luke Farrell. Measured in at 6'5", roughly 6'5.5", 251, 33-inch arms, 4.79 even. I shouldn't say even because it's not even, but 4.79 two times in a row. So he's definitely a 4.79 40. And then 22 reps on the bench. That's not bad. That's good. Really good.
And I'm not necessarily going to talk about jump numbers from a tight end, but a guy that doesn't run real fast, you don't expect good jumping numbers. 36.5-inch vert and a 9'10" broad jumper. Actually very good numbers for a 250-pound tight end. So he helped himself out with that because that usually correlates to good acceleration numbers on the field. Also, the offensive line, we saw a couple of top-tier guys there. Their center, Josh Myers, expected to be a second or third-round pick, weighed in at 6'5", 310, with 32-inch long arms, so it's a little bit shorter than you'd like. But 29 reps on the bench, very good.
Yeah.
That's very strong.
Sadly, didn't get to see any 40 times or agility from him because he was dealing with a foot injury, but he showed up where he needed to show up with as far as the bench is concerned, so that's really good. He is expected to go in the first round as well. We also got to see offensive guard Wyatt Davis, who measured in at 6'3.5", 315, 33 7/8-inch arms.
That's nice length.
That's
man.
Insane. No broad jump, vert jump, or shuttles, but did put up 25 reps on the bench. Again, good showing on the bench there for him for Ohio State.
That's a big people mover there with a lot of expectation of Wyatt Davis being a possible first-round pick there. That's some good numbers there. Trey Sermon, a lot of people talking about him. He played well in the playoffs, right? The running back for Ohio State. Weighed in at 6 foot, 215 pounds. 40-yard dash, not what you're hoping for, but it does match up with the tape. Had one of them at a 4.60, another one a 4.57. Great jump numbers, though. 37 inches on the vert, 10.5 on the broad. So when you're looking at that, those numbers are pretty similar to what you got out of James Conner, out of Benny Snell, so not drastically better. And although we couldn't find all the numbers from the quarterback Justin Fields, a 4.44 40 is pretty.
That's
because
that's
man.
All anybody was talking about. They didn't care Listen. About anything else. They just compared him to Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Jalen Hurts. He was faster than all of them. Yay, he's going to New York Jets. It's okay.
Listen, that's supposed to be Zach Wilson.
That's true. You're right.
But I will not forget
this.
You're
going to San Fran. Excuse me.
That's fine. I will not forget this. There was a game where Trey Sermon had busted off a long run. And he's going down the left sideline. I don't know if that narrows it down for anyone. Here comes some defenders. And who runs him down from behind? Justin Fields. And then passes him with ease. Gets out in front of him and goes and blocks somebody.
He was probably slowing down so someone could come block for him.
I don't think so. He just is nowhere near as fast as Fields is.
That's okay.
But that's some good team spirit from a guy like Fields to be willing to go run that play down and get out there and go block for your running back when usually your coach tells you to stay out of the way.
That is true. LSU Pro Day, we did send area scout Mark Gorzak. Notable guy there, Jamar Chase, the number one overall wide receiver to go in this draft more than likely. Vertical jump 41 inches, broad jump 11. He had performed very well. And I think he actually had a quote, and I might be wrong on this, but I think he said that his pro day showed why he was the guy or why he was the best hands in this draft. Measuring it at 6'2", 201, Jamar Chase is a good, very good size, and more than likely will be the number one wide receiver off the board.
Next college you might have heard of, University of Florida.
Never heard of it.
Gators, chomp, chomp.
No, I have heard of it. Tebow is down there with Aaron Hernandez and some other,
guys. What a contrast. Those two guys. Holy cow. Speaking of contrast, talk about the athletic numbers from tight end Kyle Pitts. The expected number one tight end in this draft had an excellent pro day. Weighed in at 6'5.5", 245 pounds, 10-inch and 5/8 long hands. That's some big hands for that guy. 33.5-inch long arms and a 40-yard dash right in around that 4.44. Holy cow, man. A 245-pound tight end running a 4.44.
That's fast.
Yeah.
To put it this way, the wide receiver from Florida ran a 4.41 and then a 4.44.
And that's Kadarius Toney he's talking about, which is a much smaller wide receiver and just barely faster than a 245-pound tight end. Nice broad jump, that is. Broad jump 11.4 for Kadarius Toney. That's a nice time there.
Yeah, very good. Also from Florida, Marco Wilson. Now, you heard this name before. We talked about him whenever Anthony did his mock draft and he took him. The problem with this guy was he had a shoe throwing incident, if that's what you want to call it.
It's fair.
That
it's
cost the team a game, cost the Florida Gators a game. Anyways, maybe he's not all there as far as emotional maturity, but measured in at 5'11 and a half, 191 pounds. 30 3/4-inch arm length, and then ran a pair of 4.37s. phenomenal speed, and then a 43.5-inch vertical jump, that turns some heads. So if he can fix his maturity level, I should say, he has the raw talent to be something in the NFL for sure.
And good for him for putting in the work necessary to impress people at his pro day. You know, everybody makes mistakes in life. We hope that he is able to move past them, learn from them for sure. But that's a really, really nice pro day. A worthwhile note here, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh sent Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, and offensive line coach Adrian Clem, which makes sense because there's a couple top offensive line prospects there. Tight end Brock Wright, I never even heard of him before, but his measurables were awesome.
Yeah, and he's not even the tight end that's notable on their list. It's Tommy Tremble, but he performed very well. Brock Wright, measuring at 6'4", 257, had 26 reps on the bench, ran a 4.62, 4.66, 40. Phenomenal. Just he just showed up. His athleticism seems to be there. 31.5-inch vert, 9'10 on the broad. Agility's quick. He's quick for a tight end.
For a 260-pound guy. Yeah. So, I mean, this guy did himself a favor because people are going to have to go back to the tape and take a look and see what he did while he was there. We're going to find out some more information about him for sure. Offensive guard Aaron Banks for Notre Dame had a nice weigh in there. 6'5", 325 pounds. A little short on the arms at 32.25, but that's why you keep him inside and have him at guard. 24 reps on the bench, not too bad. We didn't get any numbers out of Robert Hainsey, the interior offensive lineman, or Liam Eichenberg, one of the top offensive tackles. But you better believe with Adrian Clem being there, he was putting those guys through workouts and paying very close attention to how those guys did. No doubt about that. Wake Forest, Cody. We had some representation there, right?
Oh, absolute representation. We had Dan Rooney Jr. there, and notable guys looking at you have Sage Surratt there as well as Boogie Basham.
Yeah, man.
Sage Surratt measured in at 6'2.5", 209 pounds, ran a 4.69, 4.66, nothing blazing about that speed, and then 18 reps on the bench for him. Performed fairly well there. And then Boogie Basham, defensive lineman, 6'3", 274, 32.875-inch arms, and then ran a 4.64, 4.65. That's incredible.
That's very fast. That's for a guy.
For 274, man. Oh, my gosh. This dude be flying. Just call him the Flash. I don't know what else to do. He was quick.
That's why they call him Boogie, man. He's boogieing on down the field. That's very impressive numbers. Now, Pittsburgh did meet with quarterback Jamie Newman from Wake Forest. Unfortunately, all he did was throw, so we didn't get to see any measurables from him. They did meet with Kellen Mond, too. I don't know if we talked about that earlier.
We didn't, but they did meet with him as well, so that is very notable.
Yeah, for sure. LSU Pro Day, some big names there.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit, but we're just coming on to more information now. Jamar Chase with the 4.34, 4.38, 40. That was the one number we didn't have earlier. And then a 41-inch vert jump. We said that earlier, 11-inch broad jump. Just insane. Insane numbers for him. And as well as a wide receiver with LSU with him, Terrace Marshall, 6'2", 205, ran a 4.40, 4.43. Incredible speed out of him as well, and 19 reps on the bench. Phenomenal numbers for him. The next pro day we're going to look at just briefly is from Baylor, and the edge rusher there, William Bradley King. If you recognize that name, I had him on one of my mock drafts. James, what do we have number-wise for him?
Nice measurables for Mr. Bradley King. They're 6'3.5", 252, so that's a good size, 33.5-inch long arms, 4.74 and a 4.77 on his 40-yard dash. Both of those times there. The 34.5-inch vert's pretty solid, 9.11. On his broad jump, some good explosive numbers there too. So that's a nice mid to late round prospect who showed pretty well for himself there. So nice job on his part being ready and putting together some good numbers. Cincinnati, Cody. We had an unknown personnel member there.
We did. More than likely looking at James Hudson or one of the safeties that they have there with James Wiggins and Derek Forrest being those guys. Notable numbers for those safeties here. James Wiggins being the first one we're going to go over. 5'11", 209 pounds, ran a 4.40, 4.42, 40. Phenomenal speed there. 38-inch on the vert jump. That's great. And then 22 reps on the bench. That's the kind of strength you want to see in a safety that's going to come down and level some guys over the middle of the field. Really like to see that. He is the number one of those two safeties projected to go.
That size along with those measurables, kind of similar to what we saw with Pulamalo when he came out, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Very similar height, very similar weight, very similar speed. So interesting to see. Now, their other safety there, Derek Forrest, measured in at 5'11 and a half, 206, ran a 4.42 and a 4.44, so also excellent speed for a safety. 39-inch vert, 11 even on the broad, and 21 reps on the bench with some nice agility numbers, too. So good athletic numbers. Those Cincinnati safeties definitely showing their extreme athleticism there. So very nice to see. And then that offensive tackle, James Hudson, Cody.
Yeah, 6'4", 313 pounds, 32 and 7/8-inch arms, arm length. 40 was a 5.27, 5.37. He probably got a little winded after the first one before he ran the second one. That's just being honest. And then 22 reps on the bench. Not great, but definitely not bad by any means. Hudson will more than likely be a day three draft pick for sure. So moving on to some other drafts or other pro days, excuse me. Next one we're going to be looking at is University of Kentucky. Most notable there, linebacker Jamin Davis. I'm going to call him Jamin. I think it's Jamin, but
Jamin Davis. I don't know what it is, man. All I know is that dude is jamming down the field. He's fast. At 6'3 and a half, 234 pounds, he put up a 4.47 and a 4.49 on his 40-yard dashes. That's impressive. And a 42-inch vert with an 11-foot broad jump. That's in 33-inch long arms. This is great size, great length, great speed. Expected to be a second round prospect, second or third round in that second day. So that's somebody that Pittsburgh definitely could have an eye on.
Although they didn't send anybody there, could definitely be looking at him from afar. Maybe that's a pick that they're trying to sneak up in and steal him in front of somebody else. They didn't want anyone to know they were going to look at him. That's just my guess, is how I would assume that to be. And then you also have Tevin Jenkins. We're going to switch over to Cowboy football. That is correct, James. Oklahoma State. So offensive tackle Tevin Jenkins, 6'5", 317 pounds. He's a big boy.
It's a monster.
But ran a 5.03, 5.01. That's pretty fast for a dude that big.
Yeah, it is.
36 reps on the bench. Don't expect many more people to put up more than that.
No.
That's big. That's big.
And good length on him, too. So tremendous size. This is a top-tier offensive tackle. A lot of people expect him to go first round. Their running back there, Chuba Hubbard, weighed in at 6 foot, 210 pounds. Ran his 40-yard dashes at 4.50 and 4.48, which is pretty solid for a running back. In 20 reps on a bench, good jump numbers with a 36-inch vert and a 10-foot even on a broad. So a nice day there for Chuba Hubbard as well.
Yeah, he has fairly good numbers as far as the agility goes as well. So expect to see him possibly rise in stock. We're not too certain where he's going to go, but expect him to be probably one of the top five or top 10 running backs off the board. I would probably say top five.
Next on this wonderful list is the University of Central Florida. Richie Grant, the safety there. A lot of people think of him as the number two safety in this upcoming draft class. Had a nice weigh in at 5'11 and a half, 197 pounds, right around that size you're hoping for. Good length of his arms at 32 and 5'8. That's very good, actually, for a guy of that height. His 40-yard dash is one of 4.54, the other one of 4.49, so that's very respectable. 12 reps on a bench, and good jump in numbers at 34 and a half and 10.9 on the broad jump. The corners there represented themselves very well. I haven't heard a lot of news on either one of these guys, but Aaron Robinson at 5'11 and a half, 186 pounds, ran a 4.39 and a 4.40.
And he put up 15 reps.
And he had a 37-inch vert.
he put up some numbers. This guy showed out. Expect his draft stock to rise immensely. Another guy, corner here, Nashawn Wright, 6'4", 183 pounds, That's tall and lean if I've ever heard it before. 32 7/8 inch arms, ran a 4.46, 4.48. Only had 6 reps on the bench, but I mean, what are you going to do at 6'4", 183? You got twigs for arms at that point, I can only imagine. But I don't know, he performed fairly well.
That's really good length and speed numbers for a guy like that. I would be worried about a stiff breeze.
A little bit.
Might knock the poor guy over.
You don't want to play in a Lambo deep in December.
That's for sure.
Or Seattle any time of the year, let's be real. Pittsburgh's pretty windy too, if we're being honest.
Now listen, this last guy is not ever going to get knocked over by a stiff breeze. Sturdy as they come, and so are the thoughts in my mind that Pittsburgh might be thinking about him in the first round.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Listen, if you've seen any tape on linebacker Zaven Collins out of Tulsa, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I highly encourage doing a little bit of Google search. Find him on YouTube. It's impressive, man. Kid weighed in at 6'4", 259 pounds, ran his 40-yard dash between 4.56 and 4.60, which is incredible for a guy that size. 19 reps on a bench is not awful. And 35-inch vertical leap. His tape is incredible. Oh, yeah, he's pre-med. So he's okay. Pretty doggone smart. He's constantly creating turnovers. That's all he did in Tulsa, over and over and over, create turnovers. If you want to have impactful guys on the defense, give me a big, fast, athletic guy like him next to Devin Bush, and our defense will be incredible.
Yeah, that's one of the more weaker spots we have on the defense right now, and I'm right there with you, James. If we draft him, I'm totally down for that. So that's going to do it for the Pro Days this week. Super ready for this to all be over and us to be at draft day. I'm ready for it.
No, it's coming, man.
And expect to, maybe we'll do a Facebook Live for the draft event. We're not sure. We're going to wait and see what's going on for that day and how we're both handling work schedules and stuff like that. But we are super excited to see what Pittsburgh's going to do in this year's draft. Make sure you guys pay attention. Give us your mock drafts. We've gotten one from you guys so far. If you want to do another one or if you want to start one, do one on NFLDraft.com. Take a screenshot of it. Post it to the comment section of this episode. That's on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear and see who you guys have us picking. And we can't thank you guys enough for listening. So be sure to like and follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Steelers by the Lake. And until next time, this is your hosts, James and Cody, signing off.
Peace.